Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Houston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Houston. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Carnett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gray Clark. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr strikes out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgin. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. Tabor goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgin hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0 for 1 in the game. Houston hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Schock applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Schock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 2 in the game. Schock hits a line drive towards third. Tabor catches it and throws to first to double up Moses. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Schock applying the tag. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cronin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carnett for the out. Hoag moves to second. Two outs. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0 for 2 in the game. Houston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Metkovich bunts towards first. Carnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 3 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into center field. Hoag picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hoag. Metkovich goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgin. Fox reaches second base with a double. McBride moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cronin is walked intentionally. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to home to get McBride. Fox moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh moves to third. Guy Curtright pinch hits for Buck Ross. Guy Curtright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtright hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tresh scores. One out. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 3 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes juggles the ball. That's an error on Haynes. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom bunts towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Wagner moves to second. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. Wagner moves to third. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.